כי סיימר בלבבך רבים הגויים האלה ממני, איך אוכל להירישם. לא הסירו מהם זכר תזכר, איס אשר עושה השם הלקח ובפרוי ולכל מצרים. Rashi teaches, ki seymar bilvovcha. What does ki mean over here? Ki seymar, if you'll say it, means and when you will say, that implies an inevitability that you will say it. And which, why should you say that? Adra, but the idea is that you shouldn't say, eicha ucha loy risha. So Rashi says, ki seymar bilvovcha, al korchach loshen dilmo. Al korchach, this ki seymar, is a Lashon Dilma, lest it will happen. Shema, Taimar, Bilvavcha, lest you will say in your heart, to me, Pnei Shehem Rabim, Layucha, Lahirisham, Al Taimar, Kein, Lo Yisira Meim. So according to Rashi, the Pasuk reads, Kiseimar, Bilvavcha, lest you will come to think like that, perish the thought, don't say it, don't think like that. Al Taimar, Shema, Taimar, Bilvavcha, Al Taimar, Kein. That's Rashi. The Sipurnei, on the other hand, has a different taich and a different mahalach in this. Sipurnei's lashon is as follows. Kisha toimar, when you will say, it's an eventual. So here, ki means when. In other words, it's inevitability, you will say. But kisha toimar, eicha ucha lohirisham, bihi yoysam rabim mimeni, loy toimar ze al derech shetira mehem. Ella al derech shetakir shezehoya nimna lule Hashem shehoyalecho. Veze ki zocher tizkores asher osa Hashem alikecha lefaroi ulecho mitzrayim shehoyu rabim lechazokim mcho unesonam biyodcho vehavadeto eshmo. Hatkan l'shayna. So we see he teaches ki, it doesn't mean lest shema you will, ki means it's an eventuality, which means as follows. The fact is, when you will see the goyim, you will see that they're gdolim. Ki seymar bilvovcha rabim hagoyim ha'ela mimeni. Eicha ucha loherisham. You will look at it and you will say, it is physically impossible al derech hateva for me to be meirish them. That definitely is the impression it will make, and that is what you will think. But that thought can lead you to one of two things. One of two conclusions. Either that thought could say, Eicha ucha lahirisham, it'll bring you to despair, to yiush, that you won't be able to do it. You'll give up. You'll be depressed and resigned to the fact that you will be unsuccessful in doing it. Or you'll learn up the same metzias. It's a situation. The Rabbeinu Shel Olam puts me in every situation. If the Rabbeinu Shel Olam put me in this situation, al derech hateva, I can't be meirishit, the Rabbeinu Shel Olam will do it. It strengthens your bitochen, and that's the hemshech of the pasuk, Dr. Zipurna. Ki soymar bilvovcha, when this thought does occur, and it will, rabim hagoyim ha'elam imeni, eicha ucha lahirisham, it shouldn't bring you to fear and despair. Lo yisira mehem, do not be afraid. Why? Because you should understand that from such matzavim, the Eibishter takes you out. The Rabbeinu Shalom, you should have your bitochen and amunah that the Eibishter will extricate you from the situation. Lo yisira mehem. Why? Zachar tizkar es asher osa Hashem alekecha ulfaroi lechol mitzrayim. Remember what the Eibishter did then when it was also a dire matzav. And the Eibishter was matzil. Here also. In other words, there are situations in life where one definitely does see that it's beyond the scope of what he's physically possible for him to do. But someone who is strong in emunah and bitochen says, "The Eibishter fear the Welt. If the Rabbeinu Shalom put me over here, just like the Rabbeinu Shalom put me in this matzav, the Rabbeinu Shalom can take me out of the matzav. I put myself in the hands of the Rabbeinu Shalom. I'm confident the Eibishter is a kol yochel layad Hashem tiktzer. The Rabbeinu Shel Olam will handle the situation." One who isn't strong in bitochen, one who isn't strong in emunah, will despair when he's in such a situation. He thinks that it's actually he who's in control. And since he sees that this is something which he cannot do, rabbi mimeni eicha ucha lahirisham, it brings him to despair. So ki means when you will inevitably have this thought, What conclusion will you draw from it? Will you draw, chas v'shalom, a conclusion of Yush? Or will you draw a chizuk in bitochim that say, ein lanu elo avinu shabashamayim, that the kol yochel, the Rabbeinu shel olam, will be able to be matzil us? There's a saying, which today is a song, but it's an old chassidish saying. Don't know exactly where the makor is. That in Yiddish it says, "Zognisht de bashefer vi grois tzaris," is don't say to the Rebbeinu Shem, "Look how big my tzaris is. I can't get out of this. I'm stuck." Zog deine tzaris vi grois de bashefer is. Tell your tzaris how great the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is. Any tzaris you put in, it just shows you how you are helpless mitzad your own koiches. How much are you in the hands of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam? But if you, that there's nothing more comforting than the fact, than the bitochen, than the belief that you are in the hands of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, and that you're soymech on the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, and you leave the hatzola to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, and chas v'shalom don't come to Yush. This lemaisa was the Chet HaMeraglim. The yisod of the Chet HaMeraglim is this: they came into Eretz Yisrael. Avada, they saw things were abnormally large. The fruits were different. The people were large. That was all true. They did not lie in what they saw. But the question is, what did you learn up from what you saw? How did you react to that? What conclusion did you draw? The Meraglim drew the conclusion, Keilu, they're the ones who are going to go into capture. We're not unable to do it. It's ridiculous. We can't go there. What was the king? Why did the Rebbeinu Shel Olam show it to them? Don't think that when you go to Eretz Yisrael, I will relinquish the Hanhoga and you'll be left to Hanhoga of Teva. In Eretz Yisrael, it's also a Hanhoga that Al Derech HaTeva would be near impossible to be Kavish. Al Derech HaTeva, it's something which you would not be able to do. But you're meant to be Nischemschazik in your Emunah and Bitochim that I see the situation. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam will continue to lead us, will continue to save us, will continue to nurture Klal Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael, just like he did in the Midbar. It'll be more Al Derech HaTeva, but it'll be the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. It'll be Nisecha Shebechol Yom Imanu. And that was the Yisod of the Chet of the Meraglim. There was a Kisaymar Bilvavcha Eicha Ucha Lahirisham. That was true. That was a Metzias. That was key is when. It will inevitably come, that thought. The question is, what do you do with it? The question is, how do you learn it up? Now, why the Sipurna would not learn like Rashi is because Lechurin is Ha'ara in Rashi. Kisaymer bilvavcha rabim ha'goyim ha'ela. What did Rashi say? Lest you will think like that. Don't think like that. Don't say that. So, what the Pasuk should have said is Altaymer. Just should have said Altaymer eicha ucha la'harishab. Don't say. Right? It says, lest you tashem ha'taymer, Altaymer. So they don't do that. Just say, Altaymer. What's Shem HaTaymer? Altaymer is Altaymer. Don't say. The way the Sipurna said, it's very Yishmak. Ki Soymer, when you will say, where do you go with it? Lo Sira Mehem Zachar Tizkar. And that's what. Now, there's another Mahalach here that I saw, the Chidon Pnei David brings B'Shem Ashlo, that Ki over here means, so according to Rashi, Ki meant Shem, less. According to Sipurnai, Ki meant when, it's inevitability. Chidon brings B'Shem Ashlo, Kaddish, that Ki over here is Kipshuta, if. What's the Kavana? If you'll say Bilvavcha, and you'll be Maida al Ha'emes. If you'll Kisaymar Bilvavcha, Rabim Hagoyim Ha'ayla Mimani. Eicha Ucha Lahairisham. Eicha Ucha Lahairisham. If you will say Eicha Ucha Lahairisham, I myself cannot do it. And it can only be the Rabbeinu Shel Olam who is going to do it. Then, Laisira Mehem. Then don't worry about it. Remember what Deibishta did in Mitzrayim, what he did in Mitzrayim, he'll do here. That's im. Im toimar, if you'll say, Rabim Hagoyim Eile, and Eicha Ucha Lohei Rishon, then Loisira Mehem. then you have nothing to be afraid of. Once you realize that you're not the one who has the kayach, that it's the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, you have nothing to be afraid of. But however, if you won't say Eicha Ucha L'Hayrisham, this is the implication. If you won't say Eicha Ucha L'Hayrisham, if you'll say Kaychi V'Yitzim Yodi, then there's no Leisiru Man. Then you have what to be afraid of. If when you see the situation, you see that it's Eicha Ucha L'Hayrisham, it's not in your hands, it's not you who's going to capture them, it's the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, Leisiru Man. You have a very powerful kayach, the Eibishter, you don't have anything to worry about. Leisira mehem, i.e., for example, like what the Eibishter did in Mitzrayim, be mischazik in that. That's im, you say, lo yuchal, eicha uchal lahirisham. If, however, you will say, uchal lahirisham, if you'll say, I definitely can do it, then there's no leisira mehem, then tiru mehem. If you're subject to your own kayaches, then you're in trouble. Then you'll be on not matzliach. The taich of it is the oimik of this vart is that when a person is b'teyach in the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, so the Rabbeinu Shel Olam gives kayach. So the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, if you're a b'teyach and you put yourself in the hands of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam will take care of everything. If, however, you don't ad kama that it enters your mind the thought of kaychi v'itzim yodi, a thought that it's your doing. Ad kama the mida keneged mida is the Eibishter says you think it's your doing. I'll take away the siyata d'shmaya and I'll leave it up to your doing. And mitzad your doing, you will taka be unsuccessful. So im time abrilvovcha eicha uchal your b'teyach and rabbeinu shel olam, and you're saying it's all the Eibishter, not me. So then you have the siyata d'shmaya, you have nothing to worry about, leisira mehem. If, however, it's not like that, if you're semech on you, kaychi v'itzim yodi, so then the Rabbeinu Shel Olam says, ichel d'shenvaizen, I'll show you without the siyata d'shmaya, what will your kayach do, then you really have what to be afraid of. I remember, as a bacher, in 1973, Tav Shalom Gimel, so the Yom Kippur War was that year. And in the Yom HaAtzmaut before that, so I remember down Rechov, I was in the mirror, down Rechov Shmuel HaNovi, there was the most awesome Kaychi V'itzim Yodi parade that I ever, it was amazing, but the display of Kaychi V'itzim Yodi. And not coincidentally, a few months later in the Yom Kippur War, the Pachad, which in the Six-Day War, B'chazdei Hashem, the Klal Yisrael instilled in the Arabs, was totally removed. From that time on, the Arabs weren't afraid to raise their heads. It led to eventual intifadas and the violence and what we've suffered ever since. It's not coincidental. At Kama, that you don't display the Kaychi V'itzim Yodi, and there's a certain a degree on a kayach of an amunah in the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, that it's a kayach of the Eibishter, loisira mehem. But if there is a kayach of Eitzim Yodi, oivavoy, if there's a kayach of Eitzim Yodi, then the Eibishter takes away the siyata d'shmaya, and a mensch left to himself definitely has what to be afraid of. So whether it's the Sipurnas Yesod, not to despair, realize that you're in the hands of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. Whether it's the Shloah Kodesh is Nakuda, they're not a stira. Whether it's the Shloah Kodesh is Nakuda, that realize that you're in the hands of the Eibishter. It's not Kaychim Leitzim Yodi Mitzad Echad, and it's not no Mokum for despair Mitzad Sheni. We're Baiteach in the Eibishter. If we're Dovuk in the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, the Rabbeinu Shel Olam will be Menachemas in the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. As Rosai will extricate us from Tzoras and Yomer L'Tzoras, say nu dai. That's the limud. How does one come to that? I think the chizuk has to be, we make, in Birchas HaTorah, it's interesting, the first bracha we make is Lasek B'Divrei Torah. The second bracha is already V'Harevna, for the purpose of new Yodei Shemecha. before one can make a bracha and be mispalul that he should be a yoidei shmecha, it doesn't come in stam. It has to come mitaych a dveikus to teira, mitaych a chibur and an amelus b'teira. First, it's lasek b'divrei teira. You have to be totally preoccupied with teira. Your whole asik, your whole geshäft in this world is teira. From that, you come to an understanding. Only through teira can we begin to fathom the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. Through Torah, you became Dovuk. You become Dovuk in the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. And then you became a Yoidei Shmecha. If you become a Yoidei Shmecha, that's what leads a person to understand the godless of the Eibishter. And what the Eibishter's Hanhoga, the Eibishter himself, we can't understand. But the Hanhogas of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, if we understand and perceive the greatness of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, and how menial and small our Koichas are, that we can do nothing without the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, that is a source of tremendous chizuk, because the Rabbeinu Shel Olam's Kol Yochel, Hayad Hashem Tikzer. And that also prevents us from Chas V'Shalom letting enter our minds a most, even a small machshava of Keichi V'Etzim Yodei. We have nothing, it's all matnas, the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, at kama that we're Beiteach and Seimech of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. The Eibishter, the Kol Yochel, the Hayad Hashem Tikzer, we can be zeiche to a nechama shleima, and we can be zeiche to get to the Binyan Beis Hamikdash. These are the Shiva, the Nechemta of the Nechamas after the Churban, to get us back to a matzav of Kirva to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. An important yesod in that is to become Yoidei Shmecha through our Esek B'Torah, to realize that everything is from the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. And Mididan, from our own, we have nothing. Shabbos.